On the line with us today is the executive director for the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. That's Scott Biggs. He's based in Stillwater. His offices are located. Scott, the latest numbers are out for CFAP 2, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. And you've been telling me that we've still got a few producers that have not taken advantage as of yet to get some of the monies available to them under the second round of CFAP. Tell me where we stand.
Yes, sir. As we look right here, right now we have about 32,600 applications that are in process, of which 29,500 have been approved. So we're in the home stretch and trying to wrap up and finish up the CFAP 2 program. Now, I'll be very honest with you. I'm a little struggling and a little taken back by that number, because we're anticipating close to 40,000 producers being eligible in Oklahoma. So I think there's still about 8,000 producers who have about a week left if they have any interest in CFAP 2.
And of course, the two big commodities that are getting the payments in Oklahoma, cattle operations and wheat, it looks like.
Yes, cattle and wheat. And you know, right now, livestock, we have about 27,000 of those applications are livestock related. The acreage-based crops, which is the wheat, there's only about 11,000 of those. So we're struggling a little bit on some of those numbers, and hopefully some people will still want to take advantage of this program.
At this point, you know, as you look at who might still be out there that you know, maybe necessarily hadn't signed up yet, where are the deficiencies, you think?
To be very honest, I think there's still a little bit of confusion surrounding the program and some of those counties that have triggered for the livestock forage program, the disaster program. The LFP program is going on at the same time in some of those western counties. And producers are a little bit confused between the two programs. That's just what I'm getting from the field. So I think there's still some cattle producers who could benefit from the program. As far as the wheat acres, I think that's just one of those programs that people hear CFAP and said, we didn't qualify last time, we probably didn't qualify this time, but there was a big change for wheat and alfalfa here in Oklahoma.
Bottom line, if you are a producer of any of these commodities, because virtually every commodity is eligible, you need to ask yourself, do I need to at least make a phone call and see what I need to do, right?
Absolutely. And all of our offices right now, even though we may not be letting producers in the door to conduct business as they're used to, every employee in Oklahoma is working, answering emails, answering the phone. I've been shocked by how well we've adjusted, and the number of applications coming in by email and by fax and by computer programs is significant. So leave it to the farmers and ranchers to get creative and find a way to get the job done, and that's exactly what we've been doing.
So bottom line, we're looking for about 7,000-8,000 more producers probably to sign up to get their share of these monies.
Yes, sir. We're missing about 8,000 producers here in Oklahoma, which, you know, we're anticipating about $350 million across the board, and we're sitting at $270 right now. So there's still a significant chunk of funding available if producers would like some assistance here. And December 11th is the final day. And I would stress not to wait till December 11th because there are some other things going on in the federal government that could impact that date significantly.
If you've not yet signed up and gotten some funds out of the CFAP 2 program, very likely you will be eligible to get at least some dollars of assistance from that program, especially if you're a wheat or cattle producer, but other crops as well. Check with your local FSA office right away. Deadline, as Scott Biggs has said, the 11th of December. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.